We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening to this international broadcast, this is Alan A. Craig, and we welcome you, trusting the Lord will make it a blessing to you. Our choir is opening the service with the selection, Tell the Story of the Gospel as It Is. According to the Apostle Paul, if you do not tell the gospel as it is, then you've perverted it. We read in Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. So tell the gospel as it is. Heavenly Father, We thank you for the privilege we have of presenting your word to this precious congregation today. We're thankful for each one who is in our audience, and we're trusting that you'll take us and take our broadcast service and make it a blessing to each and to every heart. You see everyone that is listening to the program, and you know their need. And we're asking thee in your love and mercy that you'll minister to them according to their needs and get honor and glory to yourself through it all. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. The choir continues our program today, singing for us, Hold My Hand. Our subject for today's broadcast, The Two Paths, and I'll be reading for a text, Proverbs chapter 4, verses 10 through 19. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in the right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction, let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Enter not into the paths of wickedness, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away. For they sleep not, except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness, and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. The acquiring of wisdom is stressed much in the book of Proverbs, and especially here in this fourth chapter. Along with wisdom, get understanding. Verse 7, which I did not read, says, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding." The importance of witness is further illustrated by two paths, the paths of wisdom and the path of evil. First, let us look at the path of wisdom. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. True wisdom will always lead you in the right path and never in the pathway of evil. So I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. Now the consequences of choosing this path is as we read in verse 10. Hear, O my son, and receive my saying, and the years of thy life shall be many. Now that may not always be so or true in every instance. There are some people that die comparatively young, but Adam Clark, in his comments on this 10th verse, says, "The vices and the intemperance impaired the health and shortens the days of the wicked." And I would add how many millions of lives have been shortened by the disease of AIDS. And many lives have been shortened by alcohol, sclerosis of the liver, and wrecks along the highways of life, and other evil things can shorten and do shorten people's lives. True Christian living brings peace with God and peace with yourself and peace with others. And sobriety and temperance will be a help to you, not only physically, but mentally and spiritually. Now in verse 12, "When thou goest, thy steps shall not be hindered, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble." The footsteps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So we read in the Word of God, life has its problems, yes. Christians have problems to face. It isn't just the unsaved. Life has problems that we must face, trials and tests along the way. And there will be times when decisions must be made in a hurry. But if we obey Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, we will not stumble. And we read there, "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path." And of course, the Lord will always direct your path in the right way. And then we notice in verse 13 of our text, "Take fast hold of instruction. Let wisdom not go. Hold on to it. Keep her, for she is thy life. For I determined," Paul said, "not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified." 1 Corinthians 2:2. "Having done all to stand therefore. And so hold on to wisdom. Do not turn it loose. Let it be your guide and shield and buckler. Now, let's look at the second part, and that is the path of the wicked. For verses 14 and 15, enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away. In other words, avoid it. And we are told in the scriptures that we are to avoid even the appearance of evil. Note the strong admonition regarding this path. Never associate with those whose life is irregular and sinful. Never accompany them in any of their acts of transgression. And that's another short quote from Adam Clark. Never walk in the path of evil. In fact, the Bible, I say, instructs us to abstain from the very appearance of evil. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and 22, turn away from it and pass on. Reasons to avoid the evil path. As righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death. So we read in Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 19. Notice again the words of this verse. As righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it unto death. Yes, the wages of sin is death. Sin is very, very costly. And righteousness is the results of following true wisdom, being directed by the Lord, acknowledging him in all of your ways. One sin leads to another sin. Judas Iscariot first became a lover of money and stole it. He became a thief. And then his desire and lust for money led him to transgress by betraying the Lord Jesus Christ. So one sin leads to another sin. For they sleep not, except they have done mischief. And their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness, and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. And that's verses 16 through 19 of our text today. Sin is addictive. Did you know that? Sin is addictive, and it's a slave. People who are living in sin are in slavery. They're in bondage. Some people have the idea that if you become a Christian, all your joy is going to be taken away and you're going to have a hard way. My Bible tells me the way of the transgressor is hard. And Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So sin is addictive and it enslaves you. You cannot free yourself from it. Jesus said, verily, verily I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. John 8 and 34. It is like a drug. Sin is like a drug, requiring more and more to satisfy. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. And that's Ephesians chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. And let me read those two verses again. And it's talking about the way of the wicked. It's talking about the way of evil. Having the understanding darkened, wisdom will enlighten you. But sin darkens, being alienated from the life of God. You do not have life as long as you're following the way of wickedness and evil, for the wages of sin is death. So following the life through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over to unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness. Now, let's think for a moment about the two paths in contrast one or the other. And I will read again a passage of Scripture that I read earlier. For they sleep not, except they that have done mischief, and their steps is taken away, or their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness, and drink the wine of violence. Now that's the way of evil, but notice what this also says in these verses. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The path of the just is like the rising sun. Just as the sun comes up brighter and brighter as it comes up in the morning until it reaches its highest, brightest part, that's the way the pathway of the just is. It shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. So those who walk the path of wisdom are progressively enlightened. I am the light of the world, Jesus said. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8:12. Life and life alone is found in Jesus Christ. And so I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but he shall have the light of life. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we walk in the light of God, we have fellowship not only with one another, but we have fellowship with God, and we have fellowship with Christ. What a wonderful fellowship that is. But it is the result of being saved and walking in the light. The way of the wicked is like darkness. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Again, that's the last verse of our text today, Proverbs 4:19. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. The path of the righteous leads to life eternal. The path of the wicked leads to eternal death. All through the Bible, in one form or another, the Bible speaks of two ways. Jesus spoke of two men who built houses. And one of them, he said, was wise, and the other one was foolish. The one that was wise built his house upon a rock. And when the storms of life came, and the winds blew, and the rain beat upon it, his house stood, because it was founded upon a rock. But the one that Jesus referred to as foolish built his house upon the sand. And he had to meet the trials and tests of life. He had problems just like the saints of God do. But his house fell when the storms came because it was built upon the sand. Jesus also told us of two men. And one of them, or two ways, and one of them was straight and narrow, and it led to eternal life. But the other was broad, and many people went therein, thereat. So there are two ways taught throughout the Bible. And remember, the way of the Lord is the way of life. The way of sin is the way of death. What kind of a house are you building? And what kind of a foundation are you building your life on? Are you building on the rock or on the sand? Have you chosen the narrow way or the broad road? There's only two ways. Yes, there's only two ways as we journey through this life. That one that leads to life eternal, and the other that leads to eternal death. And God said in his word, I set before you life and death, good and evil. And he exhorted us to choose life. And in choosing life, we're choosing Christ. For he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Jesus Christ came into this world, suffered and bled and died upon the cross of Calvary so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. He told us in John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to rob, and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Yes, in Christ there is abundant life. Yes, again, there are trials, there are tests, there are temptations, but the Lord has promised to be with us. He said he would not let us be tempted above that which we are able to bear, but would with every temptation make a way of escape. So seek wisdom, seek God, and walk that straight and narrow way that leads to eternal life. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. We trust that the messages and the scriptures that we have brought to them have proven to be a blessing to souls. If there be those that are unsaved in our audience, may the precious Holy Spirit speak to them and help them to see they need to choose the life, the way of life. So, Father, bless our broadcast to every heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it has proven to be a blessing to you. If so, why not write and let us know? We do appreciate those that we do hear from, but we would like to hear from many others. And our mailing address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301-739-7173, 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. I would remind you that there on our webpage, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, and you can also download past broadcasts and listen to them if you've missed any or would like to hear one again. And you're also invited, if possible, to be with us in our services as they are broadcast live over the Internet. Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service at 6. And our Wednesday evening service begins at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we would like to invite you to tune in this station next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the blessings of heaven rest in and abide upon each and every one of you is our sincere prayer.